specific consequences will take place. But you do recognize that by the nature of the agency, it's in a position to invoke certain kinds of consequences upon you that you may not want. And it may have consequences relating wholly to other individuals apart from the government as a result of your dealing with the government. If you're going to live, you're going to have to deal with government, meaning that, let's say if you're going to deal here, if you're going to live here, you're going to have to deal with the government because the cost to you of alternatives to not dealing with the roads or dealing with the post office and so on can be so expensive to you in resources that you choose to risk whatever is involved in dealing with the government. But that doesn't mean automatically that you have to deal with the government on everything, that you have to accept subsidies or that you have to deal with their protective and regulatory agencies and so forth. A good example of this is suing somebody. You can say that, well, the government is here, it exists, and I can't go without driving on the roads, therefore this guy has wronged me, I'll sue him in the government courts. Well, why didn't you protect yourself in advance? Do you have any idea of what it's going to cost to sue this individual ultimately by the time you get done through this cumbersome red tape process? And if not, it might be a good idea to talk to other individuals who have tried to sue in the courts, and you find that generally speaking they spend more money than they possibly get back through the lawsuit, even in the small claims court. The only way you could even think about doing it would be if somebody else was willing to take the risk, like a lawyer who says, I'll prosecute the case for you and I'll take 50%, so I'll pay my own expenses out of that 50%. But in any case, you're only attempting to flout natural justice by trying to bring the person to bay through some man-made system. And so you want to recognize the consequences of that. None of which, in any of these things, am I saying that this is what you ought to do or shouldn't do. I'm only trying to call attention to some factors that you might use as starting points to take into consideration. But you do have to have an answer for yourself. You do have to determine whether or not it is workable and useful and profitable to you to deal with the government, as well as with many other major questions that we'll deal with from time to time in the course. And you have to decide it now, not when it's suddenly facing you in the right here and now as a decision to be acted upon in the next minute. You have to determine that right now while you're not faced with it. You're going to have to determine someday if you would be willing to kill to protect your property from, say, a bureaucrat under certain conditions and so on. You can't make a decision like that at the time he has entered your property and it has to be acted upon within the next 10 seconds. You have to decide now what would be the consequences of killing and what would be the consequences of not killing. And in terms of my life and what I hope to get out of this world, which set of consequences do I want to carry with me from that point on? And that decision has to be made now or in the near future, but far removed from the actual act of being faced with that decision to make. Those kinds of decisions have to be a part of your general morality so that at any given time you don't have to have all the consequences staring you right in the face in a row lined up for you so that you know exactly full well what will happen as a result of this decision. You have to have a basis to deal when the consequences are hidden from the act. You're going to have to pay taxes in the present system. You're going to have to abide by rules. Now, this ought to sound good. This is the price you pay to live in civilization. Now, I don't mean that the way Oliver Wendell Holmes said when he said, I love to pay taxes because it's the price I pay for civilization. I don't mean that the civilization has come because you're paying taxes. What I mean is the government has moved into the civilization and gotten the power to say you don't get to stay here unless you pay the taxes. And so it comes down then to a decision that you have to make. Is that the price you want to pay to stay here? You can avoid taxes by finding yourself a place where they can't find you, and I think such places still exist, and living there without taxes. But if you want to live here, the reality of the situation is that the government has the power to get it out of you one way or the other. And so you have to make the decision of whether or not you're willing to stay. Once having done so, the price for staying here, whether the government had anything to do with creating the civilization or is even destroying it, it still exists. They have the power to take it away from you. But of course, there are risks in dealing here, too, and which will be taken into consideration. Should you ever be a martyr, meaning should you stand up for your rights to try to demonstrate the futility of the system or the wrongness in the system? I can't see it. I can't see any point to it at all, in small ways or large ways, because I think it's irrelevant. I don't believe it will accomplish anything. I don't see any point in going to jail to dodge the draft, I mean as a protest. There are other alternatives, and if I had to be concerned about the draft, I think I would consider those others. I may ultimately go to jail rather than go to Vietnam if I decide so. But I wouldn't be doing it on the basis that this would publicize the case and show them how wrong they are and everything. I'm not trying to be a martyr. I'm not trying to identify myself as an enemy of the government, not because I'm afraid to, not because I'm brave enough to, but simply because it's an irrelevant matter.